Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find our complete suite of 10 video guides on foreplay mastery and couples massage, all available as instant downloads and streaming video, so you can immediately access the skills to become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our videos.
If you're a long-time listener of this podcast, you'll notice that we were away for a few weeks, and that's because we moved. So thank you for your patience. We are back. We are excited to continue on with this podcast, and we're still aiming for a weekly upload of fabulous sex advice for all of you listeners out there. So thank you for your understanding when we took a little break so we could move. We're now in a beautiful home overlooking the Hudson River. We're so excited to be here and to be back with you all today. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about erotic bondage. And this is a topic that's been on my mind a lot recently because I just finished writing B is for Bondage, a short story erotica that's part of the Fantasy A to Z series. And this is a series I started, I think, last year, and I'm going through the alphabet and writing a short story for each letter of the alphabet, exploring a common sexual fantasy. And when I was writing B is for Bondage, it really brought me to thinking about bondage. Why is it hot for people? How can people use this in their sex lives to experience more pleasure? And so we wanted to talk with you about that today.
The story is marvelous. Chris writes about it so fabulously. And I'll read a little bit for an excerpt from the story at the end of this podcast. You can find it at pleasuremechanics.com/bondage. For a dollar donation, the story is yours.
So let's get on with exploring bondage. First of all, like, what is it? What is erotic bondage and why is it sexy? Bondage is the use of restraint to enhance sexual play. And by restraint, that usually means tying up or restraining the wrists, the ankles, or other body parts, so you impair the recipient's movement. And I think our cultural image of bondage is a very extreme forms of bondage. And if you start searching for bondage and sex online, you're going to get to, like, women tied up, hog-tied, underwater with electrical gadgets attached to their body, or, you know, women suspended from the ceiling in full rope bondage. And these form of bondage, you know, some people are really into it, but it's not really practical for everyday sex play. Very few of us are going to string our lover up from the chandelier.
It's a very intense form of play that is obviously highly skilled and highly nuanced, and there are so many other ways to explore the experience of bondage in a much gentler, simpler, safe way at home.
Right, and that's what we're going to explore today, because this is one of my frustrations with online porn, and especially around fetishes, is the depictions just get so extreme so fast that it's really easy to look at that and be like, oh, no, that's not for me. When more light, gentle versions of these fetishes and these kinks are actually for everyone and can be really fun to play with and explore with your lover and can enhance the sex life you're already having. And so I'm really interested in talking about how we can all adopt little pieces of these kinks and fetishes without having to install any special equipment in your house or having to go to sex conferences to learn new sexual skills. Like, this is accessible to all of us. So,
and can I just add to that? Not only is it accessible, but the basic core experiences that perhaps people are experiencing in the more extreme forms can be felt with much less
extreme forms
to
of play.
Like, the core sexy parts of it can be accessed very simply.
Right. And I would even argue that the lighter versions of many of these things, and I'm thinking about, you know, spanking, bondage, sensation play, They're actually more accessible. The psychological and romantic and emotional benefits are more accessible because you don't have to worry about so much of the safety. Well, no.
Physical risk. You don't have to worry so much about the physical risk. There are physical risks to being strung up to the ceiling.
Right.
The nervous system is very complicated.
And for the top and bottom as well. Like, when you participate in more extreme forms of BDSM, there's way more to think about, way more to learn. And with the lighter forms, you can adopt these behaviors, see what's exciting for you, see what turns you on, and really fire up your sex life with very minimal risk. And this is something we explored in our recent Guide to Erotic Spanking. Like, how do you access the intensity and the excitement of spanking with minimal risk? And that's an awesome video guide. Check that out as well. But today we're talking about bondage.
So do not think that you have to have extreme forms to get the thrills.
Right. Key point in this podcast. All the thrill, minimal risk, tons of fun. That's what we're all about.
Sounds like a combo deal that everyone would be interested
in. So why is it sexy? Why would you ever want to tie your lover up? Well... First, some people find it sexy just for the sensual experience of having nice leather cuffs wrapped around their wrists and feeling their lover then tie those leather cuffs up to a piece of furniture, and it adds this new sensual dimension to your sex play. Some people like rope, some people like cuffs. We're going to get into exactly what to use to restrain your lover most safely, but there is just an added sensual dimension, so that's the most basic. But really, the core eroticism of bondage is restraint. The experience of being restrained and not being able to move, not being able to escape, is really hot for a lot of people, and here's why. Some people love the feeling of restraint because it means that they can't escape and they can't choose to say no. And when your lover is lavishing you with pleasure and touching you all over and there's nowhere to go and nothing to do but accept it, it gives your brain mental permission to accept more physical pleasure than you would otherwise. It kind of captures you. You're an erotic captive of your lover. And in that place, especially once you've consented to it, of course, there's no choice but to enjoy it. And for some people, they need that psychological jump to really explore new levels of pleasure. And this, I think, is especially true for people who have mixed feelings about sexual pleasure, who feel a little bit prudish in their life and yet have that like slut that's really wanting to play. Like, as soon as they're tied up and they're captive, they can give themselves permission to revel in sexual pleasure. Other people like the feeling of restraint because they like to resist. They want to fight back. And there's something really hot, like if your wrists are cuffed to the bed frame and you're struggling in pleasure and pulling on those restraints, and you can feel your muscles moving and you're pulling and not going anywhere. And that kind of resistance can be really erotic for a lot of people, both to be in the restraints and to see their lover struggle. So that's another psychological dimension that's really hot for people. And another level, of course, is that it's risky. You're vulnerable when you're tied up. You're giving over your trust and your power to your lover and trusting in them to take care of you. And with that risk comes a sexual thrill.
Yeah, I think you're speaking to all of those flavors really beautifully. There's so much permission that... when one is consenting to have this kind of play, there becomes nothing else to do but feel your own pleasure. And I think so many people struggle with giving themselves permission to really enjoy and savor pleasure. And this takes away all of those question marks or excuses. And so a lot of people find it a way to actually go so much deeper into their own pleasure, which is counterintuitive, but we're complicated beings, us humans.
Yeah, and I think there's another level to this where you're choosing to be sexually objectified. You're saying here, like, restrain me and do to me what you will. And that kind of takes a certain level of responsibility out of it and puts that in your lover's hands and makes you a bit of a sexual object that something is being done to. And as much as we can talk about sexual objectification of women in the media and how that's anti-feminist, being objectified is really hot, because what it's saying is, I am worthy, I am sexy enough to be objectified, and my lover desires me enough to capture me literally and play with me. And there's something just fundamentally thrilling about that, and it validates you as a sexual being, and it can be super fun. And then on the giving end, as a top, they might say.
Can I just jump in real quick about the objectification? I think these are these places, again, where it is culturally complicated to be objectified in our regular world. And so it is a taboo and it does have charge. So then when we take it into our bedroom and we choose it, it has a charge because of the political complications. And so this is where... What happens in our bedroom is directly affected by our outside world and how we're interacting with it. So it's creating choice and creating a powerful space where you are stepping into choosing something instead of it regularly being done to you.
Right. And we should say that it's not just women who like to be restrained. Men love being in bondage and having a woman dominate them and being restrained and having their cocks played with and being teased. And we'll get into all of those erotic dimensions later. But bondage can be for everyone on the giving and the receiving end.
And please know again that a lot of people, especially there are so many incredibly powerful, wealthy men in the world who
yes.
choose this. I think, again, we're creatures of balance. And when you're in the world and you're taking up a lot of space and you're having to be in control all the time, the body seeks and desires and eroticizes something that balances that out. And so know that just because if you have a desire to be handcuffed, to be in bondage, to be restrained, that does not mean that you are weak and powerless and that you don't value or appreciate yourself, which I think is also a conversation that happens really regularly in the world. And it's really different to choose to be in these positions
yes.
because you desire it instead of because you think you're worthless.
Right. And we know anecdotally that some of the most powerful business people and leaders are the ones that really crave erotic submission. And that is true for mothers as well. Like a very stressed out, frantic mother who's always in charge, always has responsibilities, always has a to-do list, to give her an hour of erotic bondage where she has nothing to do, nowhere to go, but to be captive and receive the pleasure that her lover is beautifully giving her is a gift that allows her to return to her life refreshed and brought back into balance and nourished.
And I think this is where we saw that there were so many millions of women, many of them mothers, who were really turned on by the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon. And this was a huge part of those stories. So all sorts of people enjoy and are turned on by these ideas. It's not kinky. I mean, it is kinky, but it's normally kinky.
So the very common depiction of bondage is handcuffs. And handcuffs, you know, they're used by police, they have this cultural charge, but they're actually the worst thing to use in your bedroom. They're hard, they're cold, they hurt. You can lose the key, and that's where we get this cultural joke of a lover being handcuffed to the bed and then, oops, where's the key? You don't want that to happen to you, but handcuffs are also just not that comfortable. And some people eroticize discomfort, but we are comfort queens, and we think the more comfortable you are, the more you can focus on pleasure and building arousal. And you don't want to have your lover like going down on you, and really what you're focusing on is that your wrists are hurting and your circulation is being cut off.
That is not sexy.
Fail. So here are alternatives to handcuffs. The first is leather cuffs. And these are available, I think they're even on Amazon now. You can get like artsy ones on Etsy, or you can go to a BDSM site online and find a wide range of leather and also, you know, vegan alternatives. But what they are is they're a couple inches wide. They wrap around the wrists or the ankles, and they have a nice buckle and then usually a nice D-link, a nice loop, so you can use that to restrain yourself, your lover, to furniture. And what cuffs offer you is they fit well, they're custom fit, you know, they have nice little buckles, and they give you a nice soft padded surface to resist against. So if you're cuffed to the bed and pulling, you have a nice broad surface to pull against, and it's not going to dig into your skin and it's not going to cut off circulation. And they're awesome. They also feel really sexy to a lot of people and can be one of those symbols of stepping into the power game, of stepping into the alternative erotic space you're creating. As soon as those cuffs go on, your mind shift changes and the ritual of putting them on can be very arousing.
Yeah, that's such a great point that it gets you in the mood. Even seeing them, yeah.
And you find ones that you like. Like, do you want, like, black leather and shiny stainless steel? Or do you want red leather? Or do you want, you know, pink satin? Or do you want furry cuffs? Like, what works for you to make you feel sexy? It's part of costuming. And it can be a really fun addition. And you can get matching wrist ones and ankle ones. And, you know, it's a way of dressing up functionally. It's awesome. Another option are satin ties. Lilo makes beautiful satin tie restraints that have a nice buckle, and so they're long pieces of satin, and you wrap them around the wrists, and then use the long tie to attach yourself to your furniture, or to each other.
They're so beautiful.
And they're beautiful. They're like embossed, beautiful satin and gorgeous. We'll put a link on the bondage page. And that's a really sensual option for people who don't want the hardness of the leather cuffs, but want something kind of more soft and sexy and feminine.
These are all just parts of erotic expression.
Yeah, how are you adorning your sex life? Like, what are you buying specifically for sexual pleasure? And that's a real step towards owning your pleasure and choosing to have the sex life that you want, is when you as a couple or as an individual invest in your sex life by buying things that make you have a better experience,
which we do with our home, our clothes, our, you know, our bodies all the time. But
and these things don't have to be expensive. You can get a simple pair of cuffs for like $20 and they'll last you forever. So don't think that you have to be a millionaire like Christian Grey to invest in your sex life. And I'm talking about satin ties specifically designed for bondage. A lot of people make the mistake of using silk scarves. And the problem with silk scarves is they tighten up into very tight knots that become very hard to undo. So not only can you not get your lover out of bondage quickly, but even at the end, when everyone's like in post-orgasmic fabulous bliss, you're then struggling with this really tight knot and you might be forced to cut her silk scarf that her grandma gave her. And you've just ruined a sexual experience.
I hope she wasn't using her grandma's scarf. I don't know if that's really going to go with the mood. But yeah.
But you know, like a lot of people, like a lot of sex advice out there is like, ooh, grab your silk scarves and tie your lover up. Bad idea. Like, silk scarves will go into really tight knots. Not a good idea. You can use things like neckties or cotton handkerchiefs. Those knots are easier to get undone. But you know, they have their limitations, and any kind of narrow fabric will start digging into the skin the more you resist. And again, you want to go for comfort so you can fully enjoy the pleasure of resisting instead of yanking against your wrist ties and it starts digging into your skin and causing discomfort. Something like a leather cuff or a satin tie that's designed for it, or the bondage tape or the vet wrap, will allow you to struggle and move and flex in your bondage, and it stays comfortable and safe the whole time.
Right. So what we're really trying to prevent is you cutting off circulation to your hands or your feet.
Or just digging in,
yeah,
right?
Like, but that's
think
the
about
extreme.
Like, yeah. Totally sexy example, unsexy example, but like carrying plastic bags that are heavy, you know, that like feeling of it being it's digging into your hands because it's heavy, and then it's like burning. Like, that's the feeling that comes when you're tied up with a narrow fabric knot. It's just not sexy. Like, it just kind of hurts versus a nice leather cuff that feels like you're being held. And this is the other part of erotic bondage, is it kind of feels like your lover is pinning you down, but still has all of their hands and mouth and body to play with you with. And it's like an extension of your lover's body. It can be really hot in that way.
And some people think of it as like sort of being held, being hugged, being...
Yes. Embraced.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes.
Another option is bondage tape, and you can find bondage tape at all the major BDSM stores like JT's Stockroom. And what bondage tape does is it sticks to itself, but not to skin or hair. So think of it like sex-friendly duct tape. So it's a big roll. You can get it in a lot of colors. And what you can do is like bind the wrists together, and the bondage tape, you know, you wrap it around a few times. It sticks to itself. It creates a nice firm hold, but then you can just unwind it or cut it off really easily, and it's not going to stick to your skin or your hair, so it's not going to cause you any injury, which is awesome.
Yeah, these are just such safe options.
And something like bondage tape that's actually way cheaper than bondage tape is called vet wrap. And vet wrap is used by horse and animal people to like wrap the horse's ankles. And again, it's available in lots of different colors, and it's kind of more stretchy and elastic. And again, it won't stick to your hair or your skin. And you can buy it on Amazon for like $5 a roll and use it to attach limbs to furniture, attach limbs to each other, that kind of thing. So these are all good options for beginners to explore. None of them can hurt you. They're all easy to get in and out of. And that's what you want to look for, is something that's easy to put on, easy to take off in a quick moment. And for this reason, we really don't recommend rope. You know, rope bondage has a whole following. Some people just love rope bondage, and there's whole like weekend workshops where you can go and learn how to tie people up in rope. But rope will dig into skin, it can constrict your circulation, and you have to be really skilled to tie a good knot that's not going to tighten if someone pulls against it. And so it's just not a great place for beginners. If you love bondage and get into it, by all means, seek out more education in rope bondage. But for beginners, something like leather cuffs are a great alternative.
It's just simplifying the places so you don't have to worry about hurting your lover.
Right, and you can just go for the experience without the risk. Yeah, we're not even going to cover like what rope to use and how to tie a knot, and you know, you have to tie it so there's enough room for circulation, but that it's not going to slip around on the skin. And those are all advanced skills that, frankly, you don't need to have the erotic experience of bondage. And unless you're really into that experience specifically, then you can skip it. And so if it's a Friday night, you're not worrying about, like, you know, tying knots. You're just slipping your lover into bondage and playing with their body and having a fabulous sexual experience.
You prevent rope burn.
Yeah. And a few more notes on safety is you want to be able to get out of bondage quickly. So again, don't tie any complicated knots. If you're using something like bondage tape or the horse wrap, the vet wrap, you can have a pair of safety shears, which are, you know, dull on one side that you can slip in between the skin and the tape and cut it off really quickly. Although that stuff also releases just easily on its own. You want to be able to get your lover out if the experience becomes unpleasant for any reason. You don't want to be fumbling around with complicated knots and your lover's panicking. And the biggest note here is you have to do bondage with someone you trust. We recommend this for established relationships, people you know, people who care about you, long-term relationships. Do not do this on the first date, and by all means, do not do bondage with a stranger. Don't go out there being like, ooh, this sounds hot, I'm going to post an ad on Craigslist and find someone to tie me up.
This is like the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, yeah, for a thousand reasons, you can imagine. Like, you're immobilized, they can do anything they want. Like, that is part of the erotic charge with somebody that you trust. But you can really get yourself into some dangerous situations. So please use your smarts.
Yeah, it can be as simple as they tie you up, steal your wallet, and leave you there for the hotel staff to discover. You don't want that. And it can get much worse than that. Do not become a captive of someone you don't know and trust. And we just remind people of this because a lot of people crave these sexual experiences and will go to any length to find them. And we think that if you have a conversation with your lover who you're in a relationship with, or even someone you're dating, like, you can introduce these topics slowly, and maybe you try a blindfold first and see how that trust works out. But take care of yourself and protect yourself at all accounts. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, and this also leads in, obviously, to a conversation about consent, which is a really broad, huge, nuanced, complicated topic. But the basics are, this is only sexy if this is something that you're choosing and you are consenting to.
Right, and it should be hot for both of you. Don't do this to please your lover or to, you know, fulfill your lover's fantasy if it's not also part of your own desires.
Which is why it's also best to have these conversations, like, prior to just doing it. Right? Like,
don't whip out the cuffs and throw them on and surprise someone.
Right, until you've, like, done it a few times and you know that that's something they're into and you've discussed that. But these are really charged. They're charged, and that's why it's sexy. So please be mindful of that. And, yeah, respect people's bodies.
And the final piece of consent is using a safe word. So safe words are words pre-chosen ahead of time that mean slow down or stop. And these are used in the BDSM community as a way of being able to monitor one another's consent and slow down the play if one of you needs to without using the word no. So no can become an erotic word and you can be struggling against your bondage. Like, no, how could you do this to me? And stop, please stop. And that can be really hot for you and your lover can keep going. But if you say yellow or red, which are kind of the universal safe words, or elephant or peanut or whatever you've decided ahead of time, your lover knows to stop. And by having one of these words, you can give yourself fully into the experience. You can surrender completely. You can fully express whatever erotic energy you're wanting to express. And you know that you can stop the scene at any time. And this is just a really important backup plan to have in place. So now let's talk about, once you have your lover in these sexy bondage options, like leather cuffs, satin ties, bondage tape, or even horse wrap, and you've secured them firmly to a piece of furniture or to the bed, what are you going to do with them?
Oh my.
So we want to give you three options. One is tease and denial.
So this is where you're really drawing out sensation. You're really giving them something and then taking it away and
building up the craving, but denying the release.
Ooh.
And this can be really fun. So imagine your lover splayed out on the bed and their wrists are tied. And so there's not very far they can travel. And if you hover above them and, you know, brush your lips just over their lips, but don't fully kiss them. And then they like can pull as much as they can, but they can't quite get to your lips. It creates that longing, that craving that is really sexy. And you can do this with all body parts. I'll let you use your imagination. But it's that energy of creating desire and then teasing it out and prolonging that phase of, oh, I want you, but I can't quite get to you. And then, of course, if you're a generous lover and if it's fun for you, you'll give them full release at the end of your play and you'll lavish them fully. Another option is just to go right into lavishing. And this is great for people who resist receiving pleasure when they're not in bondage. So for people who are like, oh no, I'm taking too long, or oh no, what about you, or can I give to you? Like, if you get one of these people in bondage and give them no choice but to receive, then lavishing them with pleasure can be super hot.
Yeah, and this is just about flooding their body with sensation and pleasure and seeing how much turn on and excitement and just absolute pleasure you can just pour into somebody's body and flesh.
Imagine being tied down and then massaged, every inch of you worked on and massaged until you're fully relaxed, and then you feel your lover's lips moving all over your body, and you know you can build it from there. This idea of lavishing your lover with touch and with pleasure and them having no choice but to receive it is a beautiful, sensual form of bondage that's really different than a lot of the ideas of bondage we might have. So think about that as an option. Another option is putting your lover in bondage and then using more dominant, forceful energy to make them do what you want. And this, of course, comes with a caveat that you're really making them do what they want or what you both want, but it's framed as a command, an order, a forceful erotic energy. And this is really erotic for a lot of people on the receiving end, but you should only do it if it's authentically sexy for both of you. So here's the image of a woman in bondage with her arms bound behind her, kneeling on the floor, and you are forcing her to give you a blowjob. Or you have her in bondage and you're having her...
These conversations make me so nervous about putting out there, because you have to have had so many conversations before you get to this point, right? That make it clear that this is something that she desires, or else you're just being, you're just committing sexual assault. And we know that as listeners of Speaking of Sex, that that is not who you are. You are a kind, devoted, caring lover that wants to give your lover the most pleasure they possibly can. And so these are really in the context of if they are someone's fantasy and someone's, they would be pleasurable to someone to do, to submit in this kind of way.
Beautifully said. And I think this is why we focus on putting your lover in bondage and then giving them lots of pleasure, because that's pretty safe, right? Like, and they can check in at any point, they can safe word at any point, but when you're focusing on giving them pleasurable stimulation, the bondage just becomes an enhancement of that erotic energy. If you're forcing them to do something against their will or something that's a little painful, then the bondage feels more like being captured. And so you just want to work with your partner and figure out what erotic energies you like. Like, maybe a man really wants to be put in bondage and then have you sit on his face and force him to give you oral sex. And that idea of being like smothered in your pussy is like really, really hot for him. And that might be a really different erotic energy for you as a couple than the woman being put in bondage and forced to give him a blowjob. One might be really hot, one might be not. Like, you have to work this out of what is sexy for you. But keep in mind those three options. So we've talked about tease and denial, lavishing, and a more forceful, commanding, dominant erotic energy that can all be enhanced with bondage.
And they can all go together as one unified erotic adventure.
There's a night for you.
You build up.
Yeah, and I think what we're encouraging you to do is start slowly and see if this idea of being restrained and of your movement being restrained enhances your erotic experience. Because if it does, then you can keep exploring and it can become a really hot part of your sex life. And if it doesn't, now you know.
We, as with everything, we really recommend starting slowly and simply.
Baby steps to erotic bliss.
You know, you start with the blindfold, then move on to the...
Well, and a blindfold is a whole different... So that's denial of another sense. That's denial of sight. And we'll cover that in another episode. But blindfolds and bondage go very well together. Like peanut butter and jelly. So we hope we have opened your mind a bit about the possibilities of erotic bondage. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always ask us anything over at pleasuremechanics.com. And I think now Charlotte would like to read an excerpt from B is for Bondage, part of the Fantasy A to Z series. So this comes... It's early in the story as our lovers are entering into their bondage sex scene together, and it's leading us into that sex scene. And here she goes.
Fully cuffed, ankles and wrists, I fell more naked than ever. I drank in his gaze, diving into his amber eyes and luxuriating in his presence. I let out a deep exhale and placed my hands on his thighs, ready to be taken. He leaned forward and kissed me once, deeply, fully, until he felt me fully relax. As he released me from his kiss, he bit my lower lip just hard enough to send a delicious spark of pain through my body. When I closed my eyes and bowed my head, I felt him secure the silky blindfold around my eyes. The world dropped into darkness, and all that was left was the galaxy of sensation inside. I bit my lip, ready to be spun into orbit. For one long moment, I waited. Then I felt his hands guiding me onto the bed. He positioned me face up, arms and legs spread wide open. Starting with my ankles, I felt him fasten me securely to the bed, using the loops of rope he kept hidden under the mattress, permanently looped to the bed frame. As he secured my wrists, I instinctively tugged and yanked in all directions and felt the bondage hold me securely in place. There was nowhere to go. I was his. Blindfolded, cuffed in place, there was nowhere for my mind to wander except inside. I became exquisitely aware of every inch of my skin. I felt the soft, silky sheets underneath my bare back. I could still feel the wetness between my thighs from where he had kissed me. My butt glowed from the spanking, every movement creating waves of pleasure as my flesh remembered his touch. Tiny sparks of sensation burned up and down my body. I felt my body sink into the bed, my arms and legs going slack and my tension releasing in a long, slow melt.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot.
So if that story appeals to you, you can find the whole story at pleasuremechanics.com/bondage. And you can throw a buck in my hat, and the story is yours. Other stories in the series so far are P is for pegging and T is for threesome, and more to come. I really love writing this erotica because it allows me to really imagine how our sex advice, how all of our how-to techniques, all of these things we talk about how to have a better sex life, play out in everyone's lives. And I bring characters to them and emotions to them, and it's a really fun part of what I do. So if you want to support us in writing more erotica, then please go grab your copy of B is for Bondage and let me know what you want to hear more of. I kind of love Charlotte reading erotica. If you do too and want to hear more of that in her beautiful British accent, then let us know and maybe we'll include more of it in future episodes. So thank you for listening today.
Yeah, we hope that this has given you enough information to start out safely and simply, but to enjoy your experiences and explorations with bondage.
Again, if you have any questions, let us know at pleasuremechanics.com.
Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And if you like what we're doing, please take a moment to leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps more people find this show, and you're doing your part in making the world a sexier place. For another free dose of weekly sex advice, please be sure to join our newsletter. Join in over at pleasuremechanics.com. And again, as a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off any of our video guides over at pleasuremechanics.com. Grab your videos if you want to become a better lover and unlock way more sexual pleasure. We're here to guide you each and every step of the way. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.